Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Heard a cool wind creeping like a mole through my back door. Heard my name get whispered, and I knew my life wasn't mine no more. 'Cause your world is not the same when the devil calls your name. Yeah, you know things gonna change when the devil calls your name. I have been a good man, at least I think I'm one. I never killed nobody or taken with a gun. So I think, so I think that it's a shame that my life has grown so wicked since the devil called my name. I don't think much of liars, and I won't stand a cheat. But a man must do what a man must do to stand on his own feet. Now I know I can feel my life has changed. And I won't never get to heaven, 'cause the devils call my name.
Rambo, you can feel totally safe because we have the most advanced weapons in the world available to us.
I've always believed that the mind is the best weapon.
Times change.
Some people.
Why try? Police department?
I need to speak with the chief.
Who's calling, sir?
It's R.D. Mercer about a problem I had with one of y'all's officers.
Okay, Mercer?
Yeah, M-A-R-C-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment.
Yeah. Yes, listen, my name is R.D. Mercer, and we had us a problem last night with one of y'all's officers over here.
Over where? Where
you going? He stopped my little stepdaughter last night for a burnout taillight, and he said that he wouldn't write her a ticket if she'd agree to go on a date with you. And I ain't gonna stand for it.
Well, by God, I don't believe that.
What's he doing down there trying to work up a date with one of with myself?
No, you bring your daughter in here and sign this, and we'll and sign a formal complaint. We'll get him here.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass.
You come in and bring her in.
I'm bringing myself down there with about a 55-gallon drum of whoop ass, and I'm gonna open it on y'all.
No. You better not do that.
I guarantee you she done engaged to marry a feller over down in Broken Bow.
Fella, I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you talking in Broken Bow or Ida Bell?
Ida Bell. She's in Ida Bell and she's going to marry a boy, Joe Biffle. You know Joe Biffle?
No, I don't know Joe Biffle.
He's a Double Diamond Amway distributor down there in Broken Bow.
You bring her in and sign the complaint.
I ain't doing it. I'm coming down there today and I'm going to find that fella and I'm going to find y'all.
You better have your facts straight.
Well, I guarantee you, that's what she told me.
Well, bring her in and let her face him, okay?
No, she ain't. She's too upset about it. Said she's been sexy harassed down there.
Bring her in and let her face him.
I ain't gonna do it. She done talked to him last night, and I'm PO'd about it.
Well, I'm a little PO'd the way you're talking.
Well, I guarantee you, somebody...
I bring my daughter in, though, and let her face him.
You'd be PO'd if it's your daughter,
I'd bring her in, though, too.
Well, I ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down there, and she ain't never lied to me, and I don't think she's gonna start now. Bad or no bad, somebody's gonna get ass with
me. You bring her in, and let her face him.
You ever had an ass whooping?
Who?
You.
Fella, don't be calling, threatening me on the phone.
Are you a single man, or are you a married man?
I've got a daughter, 27.
Well, and by God, do you understand how come I got
her? If I thought I'd bring her in.
I guarantee you, I ain't gonna do it.
Well, then don't come down here raising hell.
I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass here in about a New York minute.
Well.
And I tell you what,
you better get your stuff straight.
Well, I ain't gonna have to have it straight when I come down there.
Yeah, you are.
She's got a big bachelorette party tonight, and she's gonna be tore up and ain't gonna be able to have it. I was gonna get somebody dressed up like a state trooper and strip for her.
You better get your stuff together.
His name is John Kaufman. He's coming down here to do that. He's going to strip down to a camo belt in a nightclub.
Who in the hell is this?
Go!
How do, motherfuckers? Welcome to the White Trash Revival. This is episode 49, and I am your host, Donnie fucking Cash. Well, folks, we start off the show with Scissormen and a song called When the Devil Calls. Well, let me tell you this. Have some fucking caller ID. That way, when the devil calls, you don't answer the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Lord. Don't answer when the devil calls, because all he wants you to do is sin. But I myself believe sin is in, and if you're not a sinner, then you're not a motherfucking winner. Yes, Lord! Yeah! We got a great fucking show lined up for you folks today. I have an interview with Jason Punkneck. Yes, I do. And let me tell you folks this. Jason Punkneck and Polly Punkneck and the Punknecks in general are some hard-working motherfuckers. Let me tell you that. He said that he has about, 285, somewhere around there, that many shows that they do a year. That's a lot of motherfucking shows, let me tell you that. There's only 365 days in a year, for all you motherfucking halfwits that didn't know that. But, that's a lot of touring. And Jason says he don't really like doing a whole lot of interviews, and I'm probably one of the only motherfuckers he did because of my name, which intrigued him. And yes, my mother loved me when she named me Johnny fucking Cash, let me tell you that. Hell yeah. Anyways, we did the interview with Jason, and real good dude. I do like Jason, and hell, we opened up the show, like I said, with Scissormen, and then on my theme music, I went ahead and played the whole song, which was by a group called Shotgun Kelly out of Columbus, Ohio, and the song is White Trash, and I'm sorry to say, they are no more, and I wish they'd get back together because they have some good fucking songs. Maybe I'll contact them and let them know I am using their song illegally to promote my show. But you know what? Fuck it. They should like it because I am the man. Yes, I am. Here we go in the first set. For all you sluts out there, this first set's dedicated to you. I like sluts. Any of you bitches that fuck on the first date, I like you. Any of you bitches out there that make your man wait a week, fuck you, bitch.
Well, down the road, there's a little night spot. Dan walks in about 5 o'clock. Takes up his coat and says the night is short. Reaches in his pocket and flashes a quad. He says, rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't take back. The cops are gone, it's almost dawn. Let's all get Dixie fried. Well, Dan got happy and he started to rave. Whooped out a blade, but he wouldn't shave. All the cats knew the joint was hot. Born in a butcher's shop. He said, rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't see pride. The cops are gone, it's almost gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Come on now. Hey!
Well, the cops heard Dan half a mile away, rushed to see what it was all about. You should have heard him when they dragged him away. This right here is what he had to say. He said, rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't see pride. Cops are gone, it's almost dawn. Let's all get Dixie fried. Rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't see pride. Cops are gone, it's almost dawn. Let's all get Dixie fried. Tell he wasn't afraid of the law. You should have heard him when they dragged him away. This right here is what he had to say. He said, rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't see pride. The cops are gone, it's almost gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Rave on, children, I'm with you now. Rave on, you can't see pride. The cops are gone, it's almost gone. Let's all get Dixie fried.
The war, everything that happened here may be wrong, but damn it, don't hate your country for it. Hey, I die for it. And what is it you want?
I want what they want, and every other guy who came over here and spilt his guts and gave everything he had once for our country to love us as much as we love it. That's what I want.
Hey, y'all, get your picket sticks. Uncle Dave will tell a story about how he met our mama.
My lover at the family barbecue. When I first saw her, I knew she was my muse. She gave me a look, so I went up to her room. Her diaphragm, it doubles as her pulse platoon. First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With feet and extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails. She's from Tennessee. We're getting married, even though we're family. We cannot do this in our state, we know. So we're gonna tie the knot of the John Boy and Willie show. First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With feet and extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails. She looked pretty, her hair up in a bow, with a freshly painted pedicure on 13 of her toes. Our friends and our family all walked in for miles. She even borrowed grandma's teeth to brighten up her smile. First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With big necks for fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails. Reception. Grandpa hit the booze. Ask us what honeymoon spot we were gonna choose. We chose a motel off Highway 81. He said, prepare yourself for a night of incest fun.
First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With eight and extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails.
9 months to the day is when our son arrived. You could tell he was my boy by the closeness of his eyes. And we are not ashamed of our mountain look or sure that there's just one name in our phone book.
First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With big necks for fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails.
Since that day we had 8 more, that's 10 in all. They all knew their ABDs before they could crawl. No need for costumes when it comes to Halloween. And we got the first place harbor swimming team.
First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With big extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails.
Oldest two are grown now, have a family of their own. My grandson is a three-toed sawtooth dolls on chicken bones. The moral of the story, when you're from the woods so deep, either hook up with your family or the neighbor's sheep.
First cousin loving, it's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With feet and extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with tails. It's all right by me. There are no branches on my family tree. With big extra fingers, look, she's got 12. Our kids are better swimmers when they're born with.
Come on, cuz, let's go get back.
Is that it? You want to fight me? Okay, I'll fight you. Come on. Come on, get up. I'll fight you, old man. I'll kick your butt.
Thank you.
Why, hell yes. Starting off this set was a band all the way from Australia. The Prairie Oysters with Dixie Fried. Hey, I want to say thank you for y'all motherfuckers for sending me a CD all the way from the London. Yeah. When it rains and it thunders. Fuck, I could sing. Alright, following them was a band that I got introduced from my main motherfucker, Joey Fuck Up, Prison Mattress with First Cousin Lovin'. That's something I know nothing about. Bullshit! I know all kinds of shit about First Cousin Lovin'. Hell yeah, what up, Angie? Woo, you like that cock, don't you, cuz? Hell yes! Anyway, ending this set was Waylon Elroy's with All I Can Do Is Cry, and they are from Athens, Ohio. I'll tell you what, I like the Waylon Elroy's. You know, some of their songs, they kind of sound a little bit like Wayne the Train, and then sometimes they sound a little bit like Driving Nails, and I think both them fucking bands are pretty fucking great. You know, I know all of you have heard of Wayne the Train, but probably very few of you have heard of Driving Nails. Anyways, Wayne the Train, Driving Nails, Waylon Elroy's are fucking awesome. And they're from Athens, Ohio, which Athens, Ohio has the biggest fucking Halloween party in the United States. It's a little fucking rinky-dink hick town. I mean, the only thing they really got going for them is Rocky Boots. I mean, come on, what the fuck? Rocky Boots. But, them motherfuckers down there in that little-ass hick town know how to fucking party. And a few weeks ago, might I add, my stepson, which is 19 years old, yes, I am an older man, and no, I am not that mature. Anyways, he was down there at Athens, Ohio at OU partying, and he got busted for underage drinking because he's 19. He had probably, I don't know, a 6 or 12 pack or what have you in his backpack, and he got busted. And needless to say, money came out of mine and my wife's pocket to bail this fucker out of his unlawful endeavors. Not to mention he had restitution and all that bullshit. But the only reason why I'm not that mad at the cocksmoker is that little bastard knows where to get some good fucking weed. Hell yeah. Next set, cocksuckers.
Navy Chief Yagnitz speaking.
This Yagnitz sure is. Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I got a bone to pick with you. My boy Raymond was down there about a month ago. He's a senior in high school, and he wanted to sign up for the Navy, and you told him he's too scrawny and needed to go home and work out.
No, I would not have done that.
That's what he said. You told him he's too scrawny, and he come home, and he charged up about $200 worth of dumbbells and about $100 worth of protein powder. And that ain't the worst of it. He's in there trying to get them dumbbells put together, and his little pet hamster, Liberace, got loose and was down on the floor. It ain't funny. He dropped a 20-pound weight on him and squished him.
Squished him?
Squished him, yeah. Little Liberace. It ain't funny. So I need about $300 and a new hamster. So I'm coming down there and whooping somebody's ass. Well, you think it's funny? I guarantee you, I'm going to swell one of your eyes up. You look like Popeye. boar over here tore it up. He'd won the 4-H talented pet contest the last 2 years in a row with Liberace. Mama made him a little blue sequin jacket, and Raymond taught him how to set it at a tall piano and pound on it with his nose.
Sitting behind you now? You can't be too careful, you know. They look perfectly normal, and indeed they are. Except they only drink the blood of those whom they love the best.
Down the street. me get right to the point. I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to find out what I want to know, and I'm going to get it from you whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm feeling real fucking replenished today, folks. Let me tell you this. You know, normally I'll drink some high gravity lager. You know, Hurricane, Jackhammer, mainly Steel Reserve. Today I was grocery shopping for my wife. You know, that is kind of queer and that might make me a tad bit gay, but anyway, I was grocery shopping, and what did I see? A six-pack of Steel Reserve. Yes. And I did buy it, and I did drink it, and I'm feeling real good. Alright, so speaking of feeling good, this music here on this podcast makes me feel damn good, I must say. And starting off this set was The Beautiful Buzzards with City Boy. Something that I am. I am a city boy, but I got a little hellbilly in me. Yes, I do. And Jason Hillbilly Hampton from the group Revolution Mother with Mike Vallely, the skateboarder, is in The Beautiful Buzzards, and I thought it was very detrimental to play this. Following them was Sugar Grove, a band out of Ohio, I do believe. If I'm wrong, then fuck me. The song was called Somebody Loves You, Darling. Ending the set was my good friends off MySpace out of Austin, Texas, Small Stone, with a song called Muscle. These boys have been a correspondence with me, and I do find them as good friends here on MySpace, and check them out. You will like them. A little southern metal type, Americana type stuff, so give them a listen. I am going to incorporate somebody on here on the White Trash Revival As of right now, her name, I'm just going to let you know her first name. Her name's Karen. And she has agreed to come aboard the White Trash Revival. She's going to be my roving reporter. And Karen, welcome aboard the White Trash Revival. And you folks will like her, and you folks will enjoy what she has to bring to the table. So, let's do one little song here, and then we will go straight into the Jason Punkneck interview. Motherfuckers. I'll be goddamn if this high gravity lager don't got me fucked up. Yes, it does. So, shall we?
Yeah, I'm waiting, so tired of waiting. Yeah, I've been waiting for you to come home. For me. Come on, baby. Come on, babe. I'm waiting for you. So when you're coming round, yes, but I'm getting sad and lonely, 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 waiting for you, my 30-second blues song.
That right there was that purr little hellbelly. Fuck. You know what sucks? The drunker you get, the harder it is for your tongue to say things properly. So, let's start over. Pretend like you didn't even hear this. That right there was that purdy little hell Betty Polly Punkneck. And speaking of Punknecks, here's your interview with Jason Punkneck, motherfuckers. Woo-hoo! How-do! How-do!
All right, folks. With me on the phone, I have the Jason Punkneck. What is up, Jason?
Hello!
So, you are busy on the road right now. Where are you at?
I'm in Gunnison, Colorado for the next 2 days.
And
Gunnison Brewery.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time out that way.
Oh, man, Colorado's been crazy, man. I don't think we've had more than 3 hours sleep every place we play. Been a lot of whiskey drinking, smoking, having a good time, for sure.
That's what it's all about.
Be a good crowd. Oh, man, it's beautiful out here, too. Women ratio is like 4 women to each dude. They ain't talking about fat ones either.
Oh, man. So, tell me how you got started in this style of music.
Well, the punk rock scene was getting a little bit too girly for me, and less attitude, and I wanted something more real, and I guess trying to take punk to a more of a root in a country aspect that I guess Hank Green and Oak Grove Medicine Show wasn't doing, taking it down my own little road to make my own little sound, you know? Like, most people are influences, but I didn't want to be just like them, you know?
Right, right.
And somehow just create my own little funky-tonking bluegrass grunge country sound, you know? That's what I call it, at least.
And it's pretty good sound. You're on the road quite a bit, right?
Yeah, we just finished up 5 years, May 25th, and I've done between 280 plus states a year, coast to coast, border to border, and about 1,500 different venues we probably go through a year.
My God, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
But the driving part, hell, yeah, we're on our 8th band in 5 years, so.
So how many people you got traveling with you?
Well, right now, I got me, Polly, and Artie Gomer out of Lawrence, Kansas. He's a upright, washed-up player. He plays electrified washed tub with two weed whacker strings, and it's got pickups on it, and it's turned sideways with like F holes on it and stuff. And so it made it, and rocking with him, and numerous other people across the country hop on. Like, we have a lot of different accessory washboarders that may hop on in some cities or not, but sometimes we get up to 11 people on stage, and but the core of the band is Jason and Polly Pompkins. You know, we'll go whether it's just us two or a full unit or just three of us, or regardless, you're going to get Jason and Polly Pompkins.
Right. So, how did you and Polly meet?
Well, I was caught blocking my pot dealer in Los Angeles, and she didn't know this guy was a pot dealer, and she had come into my tattoo shop, and I played her a song, you know, I mean, it was instant attraction, you know, and she grabbed my guitar and said, let me sing a song for you, and then the pot dealer guy came in, and she put two and two together, and we've been together every day since we met.
That's pretty cool.
And, over 6 years. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So did you have to
go with three?
Did you have to go elsewhere to get your pot after that?
No, dude. No. Lucky that guy already had a girlfriend. He was just trying to tag a Midwesterner, I guess. That's Hollywood for you, you know?
Yeah. How many, you got three CDs out, correct?
Four. I got, Outlaw Country, which is our first one. And then I got, Love Us or Hate Us, Hillbilly Rock and Roll. And then I just released last year, One Shot, One Kill, which is our LA sound, which is the one album you'll find that's got every element of us, like a Lynyrd Skynyrd kind of level.
Right.
And then we just released Drinking, Drugging, and Jesus, which is our new album.
Yeah.
And it's probably our darkest album. And then we also have Polypunk Mix, Hot Cheap Country CD. And it's four. Five.
I got three of them.
You got the one with Jesus, Drinking, Drugging, Jesus?
Yeah, I got that one.
That's our new one.
Yeah.
That's probably our darkest one. I had a bunch of friends die last year from drug overdoses, and I found myself not going to the funerals and writing songs.
Yeah.
You know, kind of for my friends that were probably really hurt.
How about we do a song off of Drinking, Drugging, Jesus?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Which one would you like me to play?
I personally like I'm So High.
Okay.
I'm So High is one. I'm So High, yeah.
All right,
so
we'll do that one.
One, two, three. Go and do all the things in the east.
we're back. Let me ask you this, because I'm kind of curious. Being on the road all the time and probably stopping at all these truck stops on the interstate at different hours of the morning, what kind of looks you get from some of these truck drivers?
Well, don't ever wear one of those ear warmer hats, you know, like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. I had to quit wearing mine because, you see these cool-ass winter hats at these truck stops, and you get one, you know? It's this whole mountain manny and furry, and it turns out I'm getting coffee one day at a pilot or something like that, and a pilot truck stop, and all these truckers are going, are you into FNF? They start whispering all this crap, and I'm like going, you know what? I'll never wear one of these hats in there again. They think I'm a lot lizard or something. Yeah. And having a tattooed face, they about die when they find out you play country music. But we spend a lot of time at truck stops across the country, for sure. Flying J's and Petros are our favorite. You know, they're just got more eye candy to look at, you know, and cleaner bath, bigger parking lot, doors to them.
Tell me about the tattoos on your face.
Well, that's Killed Normality and Killed A Really Bad Cocaine Heroin Problem by Killing Normality. My life was spun out of control, and I was like, man, what do I do, you know? How do I get off this shit? I liked it too much, and then I realized it was me running from everybody else's expectations. So, me being in the body art world outside music, you know, tattooing and body piercing and stuff like that, modifying people, I wanted to trap myself in that world, like music. I had no idea I'd be doing music, you know, but I was trapping myself in that body art world and out of the face of normality. Like, I walk in a room now with a tattooed face, I can say fuck, and they go, oh my God, I'm glad that's all he did was say fuck. But had a normal face and said fuck, they'd say, oh, how rude. You know, I mean, it cuts all normal expectation out of me. You know, like, what you see is what you get, and if you don't want it, if you don't know it, want it, want to get to know it, get it, just keep walking. Because I ain't gonna hurt my feelings. I got enough friends. I got a shit ton.
Yeah.
I got more, I'll make more friends tomorrow, you know? Every day I make more and more friends. God, my liver fucking makes friends.
I bet your liver don't like you, though.
It does. The key to it all is don't drink on your off time.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's a barbecue or something. But we don't drink on our off time normally. Unless we're in a festive environment. And normally when we get time off, we'll go hide in a hotel for a couple of days and not drink. Just smoke a bunch of weed and eat and sleep and just flip a channel that we don't, flip a TV that we don't know what's on every channel. Just watch a bunch of stupid reality shows till a commercial comes on and go to the next. We just drink professionally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we drink. But there are times where we drink professionally for about 4 days straight without stopping. So, you know, one person will stay sober at a time, you know. It's never me. Ever me.
Yeah.
I will say that. I guess I'm at liberty.
Well, you got to stay drunk, man. You got a persona to uphold, man. You don't want to disappoint.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's persona, man. Every day I enter these people's bar, I enter their world, man, and that's just the way that salary man deals with his bad day at the office. The salary man, it's how he deals with his fucking bad home life. You know,
it's
like, they just get ripped, and we get there, we kind of get ripped with them and let them know it ain't that damn bad. There's somebody out there with something worse. And,
no, definitely. There's always...
You know, it's not just worse. Here's a couple of songs that you might be able to relate to, you know? And
yeah.
A lot of times, that's just a ticket. They end up relating to one of our songs or a bunch of them, and we develop we call it friendships, you know? We're the friendship fan, you know? And those are the best ones, you know? Because they really like you for 100% of what you're wanting to give them, you know?
Exactly.
And that means a lot to us. We wouldn't be anywhere without our friends, you know? I mean, every fucking body we know is really badass. Even when it comes to scum fucks, they're even badass scum fucks.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't know, we were really fortunate to have made it as far as we have and still are, you know? And we're no by by no means rich or even close to it, but we're definitely not in the lowest tax bracket, and that feels good to know that I'm doing music and sell my soul to fuck my life, you know? I'm sitting there fucking my life the way I want, you know? I got a 2008 van full covered. I stay in hotels and get to drink the best beers and the worst beers. I get to meet the best people, the worst people. I get to see some of the hottest parts of the country, the coldest. I mean, fuck, some people don't leave their fucking cities their whole fucking lives.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they'll sit there till the day they die and judge people on what they saw on TV. You know, let me tell you, the West Coast has more hatred than anywhere in the goddamn country. They used to talk shit about the South. The North could talk about the South. Talk about Texas. But the West Coast, man, holy shit. I didn't become a redneck till I went to the West Coast, you know. I moved to the West Coast, and holy shit. I worked for some Iranians, and they hated everybody, but they liked me because I was honest, and of course, they liked me because I protected their money, and they love money, and put...
Oh, definitely.
Yada, 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 and then I got Armenians hating Americans, and Ukrainians hating Americans, Russians hating... It wasn't really hate, they all had prejudice, and the West Coast taught me that prejudice was okay. We're Americans are the only ones giving a fuck, you know? Because, you know what, we don't know the realities of what's going on in the world. You know, like, it's okay to fucking hate. Don't worry about what motherfuckers think about us for being in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Pakistan. Because, you know what, they've all had an opinion on it since it started, you know? And we just need to get a grip that, you know... We shouldn't have pity on nobody. Nobody should have pity on us. You know, you have the right to dislike anything you want. And you don't, I don't know if that means anything. I can brainstorm like it all day long. I just, you know, prejudice is everywhere. I get more prejudice upon in the whitest of neighborhoods because of a tattooed face.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like going, dude, you should just be fortunate it's not your job with a tattooed face. You know, if I influence your child, that means you're doing something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, shit, you know? My rights, pretty much probably everybody else is wrong. And I know that, and I'm pretty sure a well-raised person probably knows that, too. You know?
Yeah.
So, I'm the only one out there trying not to be a role model. Like, you know, if you want to fucking hate, you can hate. You want to love, you can love. You want to be a robber, a rapist, a goddamn whatever. If I know, at least I know, you know, I can at least warn people.
Yeah.
You know, most people would just put the back of their head and just shun that motherfucker to where they're hiding in your fucking bushes. Sometimes you gotta befriend the enemy, keep them in your sights.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, give them the love you give everybody else, because you know what, that love's the food that keeps the cat coming around, you know? It's like, these people that commit these crimes out there in the world, it's because they didn't have love growing up, most likely, you know? They were seeking love somewhere else, some other fashion, you know, acceptance. Yeah.
So, what's your favorite places to play at, Jason?
I would say, Portland, Oregon, Las Vegas, St. Louis. I would put St. Louis probably on the top of everything, and I would say Nashville, the whole state of Florida. I don't know, I like all of America, really. We have a really, really intimate fan base, so I mean, we really like everywhere we play, except for, I can tell you more or less places I don't like playing, like I don't like playing Dallas too often, or Austin, you know, I don't like playing Chicago, you know, like, too prima donna for me.
Yeah.
You know? But I definitely like the places where it's really eclectic, where you can get a really unified scene, you know? You got greasers, bikers, hippies, and conservative people, and that fucking dork that you don't know where he sits in. Maybe one of those little fur girls, you know, those like little animals.
Yeah. Next time you come through Ohio, there's a spot not too far from me called Peaches Bar and Grill, and the city it's in is in Yellow Springs, and it kind of reminds you of, like, Haight Ashbury. Like, there's a lot of hippies that live there. And,
definitely play in Ashbury.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real cool town up there. A lot of hippies and a lot of alternative people. They've had a couple anarchy festivals up there. That was going on every year.
Yeah, we play some anti-folk festivals. They're pretty cool. I don't know why they call it anti-folk, because it's pretty fucking folk.
All right, how about we get into another song?
All right, man. Which one are you going to go for?
I like...
new album or the old stuff?
I like Too Far Gone.
Yeah, Too Far Gone's a good one, man. That's definitely one of my early themes, for sure.
I've played that on my show a couple times, to be honest.
Let me tell you, dude, there was a time in my life, man, where, you know, like, it was that do or die, you know, like music or work, you know, for the man. And, you know, girls, you know, like, when you think about making a jump, like I have done musically, like, to devote my life every day to, like, on the road, you start to lay out, like, am I going to have my woman? Yeah, I found the perfect woman. Now I'm going to lose her. Oh, my God. But everybody here, I want to leave, but this one thing makes me want to be here. You know, like, you still boxed in, you know, and that was a really critical time in my life. I wrote that song. It really held that song real close to me, too.
Yeah.
Makes you want to polish it, too. Hell yeah. So, keep on going to this.
All right, we'll do that then. Here we go.
Jason, so tell me, what do you got planned for the rest of the year?
Playing down there every city
in this damn country. We're pretty nonstop. We were hoping for a break this year, but we probably won't get one for another year or two. You know, everywhere you play, you got to, you know, a bunch of people somewhere else that want to see you play, and that's what we do it for, I guess. Stay busy. We probably do about 280 plus shows a year. That's probably what I'll do this year and next year.
So where do you see the band going in the next 5 years? Where would you like to be?
You know what, to be honest with you, I'm about a raccoon's ass away from what everything I really need, you know? But I really pray to God that I get to keep pursuing this passion, you know? It's definitely a healthy let-out lifestyle, you know? It definitely is more my speed. I wouldn't want to really do anything else. I thought I was stuck in body art for the rest of my life, and music gave me a chance to escape a kind of like a death sentence of sitting still for the rest of my damn life, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. In 5 years, I pray to God I have about 5 country properties across the country that have campers on it that I can stop at along the way anytime I want. That's what I pray to God. I have no vehicle problems. Just cure it, you know?
Yeah.
I just hope that I learned something from all these years already being on the road. I think that's the biggest thing. Because every year you build momentum. The last thing I want to do is see myself lose that momentum.
Right.
You know, and it's a hard road to earn it, you know, to where we're at. And it's like a, you know, some places, you know, we weren't meant to play for, you know. But there's a shit ton of people.
Right, right.
With 30,000. Over 30,000 have our CDs, so there's going to be more than that this year, next year.
You got a new CD in the works by chance?
I'm working on one that I'm contemplating on really what I want to do with it. I've got a couple of different ideas I'll probably end up putting out on top of a Christmas album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's more like a Grinch Stole Christmas kind of album, but I'm planning on doing something like that this year, and on top of an album I want to do is kind of political, called White Man Walking. It's a, you know, just a reflection on, like, you know, how everybody takes all these damn words so seriously from all different aspects, from lifestyles. Everybody's got something to bitch about. And, you know, the one thing that they're not bitching about is things right in front of their face, you know, like that white man walking sign on every corner. Not that I dislike it, but it's just a fact is that's the only thing they got left from segregation. It's still up. And yet people want to call me a racist or a bigot, you know? And I'm like, going, y'all sit there and praise that. And you call me this because I have foreign friends and y'all pity foreigners? I have redneck racist buddies and y'all pity redneck racists? You know, I got friends of all walks of life, and I think that I want to put out an album that reflects every one of their walks of life, you know? And it, some people will like it, some people will hate it, but you know what? The biggest part is I'm doing it to reflect other societies and cultures besides my own.
Yeah.
And, but I use probably my marketing more or less is on, I try to market everything on the most, stylish, bad taste I can.
So tell me about the, your wife's band, the Hillbilly Harlots.
Well, that's actually a band that everybody and their mother wants to develop it, but it's already developed. And but the Hillbilly Harlots is like four of the hottest Nashville female artists that have come together to represent the new Nashville and the newer stuff coming out, the newer rootsy stuff. They're trying to say, you know, there are not enough women in this world. Even in this grassroots world, there's not enough women, you know. And, I don't know, they got their own little hillbilly girl power stuff. It's, you know, reaching out to a lot of single mothers and, you know, parenting. And, I don't know. You'd have to talk to Polly about that, really.
Yeah.
The Hillbilly Harlots, man, they're really badass. They're actually one of my favorites. They got the best writing team, the best talented girls singing for them. It's Polly's chance to do something that's not so, I don't know, I don't really
really know how to explain it, but they're the hottest band in Nashville right now. Probably have the most noticed in a. They probably get noticed really more hardcore in an industry that's dying.
Yeah. Now, they got a CD out?
They got an EP, a bootleg EP that they put together.
Oh, okay.
And, you can only get it at their shows, and but they are working on a full-length album, and you'll be hearing more from them this winter.
Yeah.
This fall, like October or so, we're going to try to take them on the road with us to Florida, some Tennessee, maybe Louisville, Ohio, if we could. I don't know where we're all at in October yet, but we'll definitely be up that way. I'm actually up your way in September.
I'm going to come to a show next time you come up this way.
Oh, yeah. I know that. And then, I got Lexington and Buffalo. And I got a. It's probably the closest I got to you.
Yeah.
But that Lexington one, we're doing burlesque and sideshow shit.
Oh, that'd be pretty neat.
Cocky Bay Records. We're doing a whole Eastern Seaboard tour, Coney Island road show with Burlesque, Sideshow, Us, and a band called Viva La Vox. We also got Sailor Jerry's and fucking shit back in it. Yeah, we sent them some sound bites. They're probably just getting it all together. They probably haven't got their promo packages out yet.
Yeah.
You know, they just got the permit poster together. And we sent Cockabilly sound bites, didn't we? And well, Cobra Kai's got one too. They're promoters out of Alton. They have a Cobra Kai sampler that has a lot of bands that kind of travel the circuit.
Yeah,
just around the Midwest. We have a couple of songs on it. I think out of all the songs they picked out of ours was Memphis Train and Pucker Up, and I was like, out of all my songs, you picked Memphis Train.
Yeah.
Was punk rock shit on this fucking thing, and you picked Memphis fucking Train. Oh, Memphis Train's awesome. I'm just saying, you guys make all these punk rock bands, and I'm like, out of all my music, you put Memphis Train on the sampler. You know, yeah. I love the song. You know, probably one of my most painful songs probably I ever wrote.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
It's like a one of those things where you're like, you're over it. You know.
Yeah.
Figured it out and you're over it and you got nowhere to go but up from here, you know.
Right on.
And once you're alone, man, you ain't got nothing but yourself and you know.
Yeah. Let's say I got people listening to my show that live under a fucking rock and haven't heard of Jason the Punk Next. Where could they pick up a CD from you guys?
Well, you can go to cdbaby.com/PunkNext, PunkNext 2, PunkNext 3, PunkNext 4, you know, like at cdbaby.com, or you can go to Amazon, iTunes. Always pick them up at our shows. We're trying to get we're trying to hopefully get to next year to where we're going to start having a little independent record stores.
Yeah,
just now getting to the whole cellophane thing.
I want to the last song I want to play. I want you to pick out the best song that you've ever written that you was the most impressed with, and we'll end the show.
Seen This Before.
We'll end the interview with that one.
Seen This Before. That's the one.
And what album's that off
of? That's the one. That's off Love Us or Hate Us, Hillbilly Rock and Roll.
Okay.
That one right there would be the one. Actually, you know, that whole album actually really reflects the time of us being on the road, and you know, we were hungry. We're going through a couple of different raw record deals that we just walked away from, you know. And everybody's wanting to steer us in another direction. We came up with this bluegrass album, and it was. I don't know. It was just really magic. We pushed that album longer than any album we ever had.
Yeah.
And it's some of our fans' favorite albums, as Love Us or Hate Us, Hillbilly Rock and Roll. I mean, it's probably it's really heartfelt, I think.
Right. That's what the music's all about.
About us being lost on the road, you know, and you're missing
missing out on all the social shit, you know?
Yeah.
That you would normally have if you're sitting still. But there's no ground. So that album had no ground in it. We were just running everywhere, writing songs, and we wrote them. We played them for about 9 months before we went in the studio, and it worked out good.
Or in the interview, I'm with that song, and I want to thank you for being on my show. It means a lot to me. I'm a big fan.
Well, God bless you, Donnie, man. We're really fucking happy to finally get together and do it, man. I really try to lay low from a lot of mainstream motherfuckers, you know. And I love the fact that you got Donnie fucking Cash in there, and I'm glad to be a part of the White Trash revival.
Hell fucking yeah. That means a lot.
I'm really fucking stoked to be a part of it, and I look forward to seeing you real soon, and I hope you keep playing our stuff, man, and I hope you can spread the love, because we look forward to meeting anybody out there that wants to come out to one of our shows, man, and you're one of them, man.
Hell yeah. All right, well, let's do this song.
Listen, my name
his shaved head and he wanted you to sign it down there for him, an autograph on his head.
Yes, sir.
Or a Department of Marker.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we had all kinds of trouble since then.
What was that?
Well, I tell you what, his mama got the soap after it. It wouldn't scrub off. We had the soft scrub and the bleach to try to get it all off his head. It's a hard time coming off, and we finally got it off her, and then the hair won't grow back there, Goldberg.
Oh, so that's my fault?
By God, it's your permanent marker that marked on his head.
Well, it wasn't my idea to do it, my friend.
So. Well, you signed it, and now he's starting to get headaches.
You gotta be kidding.
I ain't kidding you, and his eyes were blurring up on him, and there for about a week, last week, he couldn't pronounce anything with the letter R in it.
Well, my friend, if you're trying to get money out of me, you're barking up the wrong tree, brother.
Well, then how about you...
It was not my idea, it was your son that asked me to do it, so you're barking up the wrong tree, my friend.
How about I just come down there and give you an ass whooping?
What are you, nuts?
No, I guarantee you I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass if I don't get this thing took care of.
My friend, you and what f***ing army's gonna whoop my ass?
Listen, it ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass.
Well, bring it on, brother.
Ah, by God, I'll whoop you like batting for a dance. It don't matter to me that you're one of them wrestlers. I know that ain't real anyway, except down in Mexico.
I'll show you how real it is.
By God.
You come find me and I'll knock your f***ing head off.
How do I get down there to where you're gonna be? Hello?
How the hell did you get my number anyway?
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, I got it there from the WCW. I told them I had a problem. I got me a jackhammer full of ass whoop. I'm getting ready to unload on you.
Well, there you go.
So what you going to do about it?
My friend, you show up and I'll show you what I'm going to do about it.
Hey, you don't pull nothing out of your tires and try to ground glass into my forehead, are you?
There you go.
Listen. Worst part about it is he got laid off of his job at the Sonic.
You hold on one second.
No, I can't hold on. Listen, he missed the window with the tray because he's a dizzy and blurred his vision, and he dumped a whole foot long in the big boy's lap. But it ain't funny. It ain't funny, and that fella come out of that truck and whooped his ass.
You got it.
And now we got more doctor bills to get took care of. And we're going to run him by the nervologist that we've been seeing.
What the hell is a nervologist?
Nervologist. He's a nerve specialist fella, the Dr. Charlie Downs.
big bitch cockroach like you should know. Never, but never fuck with the king.
Huge. Didn't anyone ever tell you there's one thing you never put in a trap if you're smart? If you value your continued existence, if you have any plans about seeing tomorrow, there's one thing you never ever put in a trap.
What would that be, sir?
Your window saying that, boy.
All right, friends. We start off this set right here with Tin Horn Molly. And the song was The Ross County Rambler. I dig the Tin Horn Molly. They have a very unique sound. A sound that I am into. So, sometime this month or next month, I believe, I have to check MySpace to be certain. But Tin Horn Molly will be playing up here around me at Toodle's Pumpkin Inn in Circleville. I might have to mosey on up there and check him out. Following Tin Horn Molly was Honky Tonk Devils with Grandma Died. And I remember when my grandma died, she had a stroke while on the shitter. Seriously, that must have been some major shit. I miss my grandma. And ending the set was 10-Foot Pole Cats with I'm Going Crazy. Yes, Lord. I am going crazy, although I do not have to go that far, because I'm pretty much already there. Alright, next week, it has been confirmed, I'm going to get Karen Crack Corn, the white trash debutante, interviewing the Reverend Deadeye. So, we'll see how that goes. From my journalist on the street. Well, let's get in this last set here. And that'll be all for the show. Enjoy, sluts.
Hello?
Is Marie?
Yes?
Ma'am, my name is Roy Mercer. My boy, Raymond, works with, I believe, your boy, Truett.
Yes.
Listen, he sold my boy one AM-FM cassette deck for his car here a while back. And my boy got stopped last night for a bad taillight.
Yeah.
And they spotted that cassette deck laying there in his front seat. And they found out that it was stolen.
My son sold your boy a stolen thing?
By God.
Are you sure it was my... I don't believe that's right, but he's in bed right now.
By God, it was hotter than a firecracker.
Well, he didn't...
They got my boy Raymond incarcerated down there, and they need $200 bail money.
Where is he incarcerated at?
Down there to the jail.
In Bartlesville?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm in Ramona. Radisson will be north of us. That's why I thought maybe he might have been Tulsa.
No, he's there in Bartlesville. They stopped him last night.
Wait a minute, let me get a pencil.
I need $200 bail money, and then the $50 your boy, Truett, cheated him out of that tape deck that was stolen.
Let me get this information here.
It's either that or I'm coming over and whooping his ass.
You ain't whooping nobody's ass, man.
I guarantee you I'll be over there and whoop his in the New York Minute. He sold my boy a stolen cassette deck.
A stolen cassette deck.
How big a fella is this, Truett?
Well, he's 6'1".
Well, that ain't gonna fend me off too much.
And what is your name?
R.D. Mercer. Roy D. Mercer. That's M-E-R-C-E-R.
M-E-R-C-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be the feller that's T.O.'d when I get there. How do I get where you're at?
How do you get... Well, you're not coming where I'm at. I'm calling a lawyer.
There ain't no gonna be no lawyer. He got a hot cassette deck.
My son never sold your son a hot deck. He's never been in trouble in his life.
Well, by God, he is now.
Well, maybe to you he is, but to me he isn't. I'm gonna find out what's going on.
When's the last time he had his ass whooped?
When's the last time he had what?
His ass whooped.
My son's never had his ass whipped.
Well, that may be the problem, man.
What kind of... Hey, listen, you don't call people and talk to them like this. I'm his mother. I will find out what is going on, and I will call you back.
Well, what you need to do is call the lady that's in charge of the bail money down there in Bartlesville at the Kimber Park.
be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Well, how are we supposed to know when that is?
You won't. I'll let you know. You are the bouncers, I am the cooler. All you have to do is watch my back and each other's. Take out the trash.
Hearing these bullshit Superman stories about the Wassa legendary Bruce Leroy catching bullets with his teeth. Catches bullets with his teeth? Nigga, please.
Was that an ass-banging set or what? We start off the set with Adam Lee Cogswell with the song Levi's Blood. And that's off his CD, Don't Mess With Our Jewels. Well, I'll tell you this, you can mess with my jewels for the right price. That's right. That don't make me queer. Gay for pay is strictly a heterosexual thing. That don't really make sense, does it? But fuck, a boy's got to make ends meet, you know? Following that was Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre with Honky Tonkin' Ways. And it's off their new CD, Hell or High Water. Thank you, Josephus. And thank you, Adam Cogswell, for sending me those CDs. Ending this set was The Tillers with Down at the Bottom. Someplace I like to hang the bottom. Bottom of a bottle. Bottom of a fat chick. You know? Shit like that. Anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Stay tuned next week for Karen Crack Corn, the white trash debutante, interviewing Reverend Deadeye. And I'd like to welcome her aboard. I'd also like to thank Jason Punkneck for taking time out of his busy touring schedule to do an interview with me. I really do appreciate that. I am a big fan. And it's always fun when you get to interview someone you're a fan of. So thank you, Jason. That's going to be it for the show, folks. I'm going to end the show tonight with an old tune. Bye. I'll probably catch hell for this. John Denver. I know, John Denver was a fucking nerd. But he has some good songs, man. Admit it. So, shall we? Motherfuckers!
Hello?
This is Lauren Surratt.
Yes, sir.
Lauren, listen, my name is Roy Mercer.
Yes, sir.
Is you the horse trainer that sells mares and such? I bought a mare down in Pine Point, Texas here a while back.
Yes.
They said that you was the one that trained it.
The mare, her name is...
Mr. Kister.
Mr. Kister?
Yeah.
I didn't train her. I bought her as a young mare.
Yeah.
I've had her since, I think she was 3 years old.
Well, we got a problem. Listen, last night, my stepdaughter, Latisha, had her welding class come out and see the horse out there.
Yes.
And they spatting on and everything, and that dadgum mare bit one of the neighbor's kid's ears plumb off.
She bit the kid?
Well, yeah, it bit the kid's ear, took it right down to the nub.
Oh, no, there's something wrong. That mare was one of the kindest mares. There's something haywire because that mare is the kindest mare in the country.
Well, I don't know what got into her, but she done had that ear. And listen, that gal, little Lisa Loudermilk, she's a beauty queen contestant, and she's supposed to compete in a countywide competition this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And she ain't going to be able to do that without a daggum hair.
Well, she's, that mare is, I mean, and I swear, you can talk to anybody that is...
I'm talking to you, fella, and I tell you what's going to happen is that I'm going to come down there because she's all tore up, her folks is all tore up, and they's blaming me and a daggum horse.
No.
Yeah, that by God, they're threatening me, so what I need you to do, because the prizes in that countywide beauty competition, she's going to get a couple $100 worth of jeans and clothes, $100 worth of cash, and a free pickup to drive around for a year.
Yeah.
And you're by God going to take care of that, or you're going to get your ass whooped.
What?
I said you're going to take care of that, or you're going to get you a country ass whooping.
Who are you, sir?
Roy Damn Mercer.
Where are you from?
I am from right around here. You're over in Tahlequah, right?
Yes.
Listen, I ain't too far from you. I'm down here in Old Mogi.
And what are you saying, sir?
I'm saying that I need $300 in cash and some sort of a lease for a pickup truck for this gal to drive around for a year, or I am coming over there and we're squaring off.
Sir, just a minute. I'd like to record everything you're saying.
How big a boy are you, Lauren?
Just about 6 feet.
Well, that ain't nothing for me to whoop a 6-footer's
no,
ass.
No,
about ripe ass whooping size.
Sir, I need you to...
You ain't gonna listen. I tell you what, all I need to know is how do I get out there to where you are, and if you're gonna be there all day...
Well, which I won't be, but that's immaterial, sir.
Immaterial? No, he didn't turn no material on her dress. He just had her ear off. And listen, we had to, you know, the mayor didn't swallow the ear. We put it in the ice chest and took it down, you know, there in the emergency room. And we had a doctor down there. He thought he could sew it on. It stitched back on, but it looked like hell.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes, country roads, take me home to the place.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, the world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.